Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Guys, and thank you for tuning in. This is the Frank Williams Show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome to the show. The call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. Call in. Weigh in on this topic and let's get this thing rolling. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm. I'll get it right. Call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Again, that office number is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. Now, I promote the show daily on Twitter, on Facebook, and, of course, on my show page at blogtalkradio.com/The Frank Williams Show. Now, if you are on my show page at this time, there's an icon there that says follow this show. If you'll click on that icon, and you can set up however you want it to receive daily messages about the show. Now, I don't do the show on the weekend, so you won't receive any messages on the weekend, but Monday through Friday, you'll receive a message about the show if you set it up. Now, if you have a Facebook account, you can go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And the show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing there. You know what to do. And you'll be set up again as a friend on Facebook of the show. And if you have a Twitter account, you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. The Frank W Show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Okay? A lot of people follow me there on Twitter and leave me messages and things like that. So go ahead and set that up if you want. Okay? So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio on my show page, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. So again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. The call in number is 818-301-5834. Call in, weigh in on today's topic. Now, today's topic is, must your jeans in order to have swag? Now, must your jeans sag in order to have swag? Now, here's the deal. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you guys, because I have a lot of younger people listening to the show, and a lot of young people wear these sagging jeans or baggy jeans or whatever you want to call them, okay? Now, back in my day when I was growing up, in the 80s, we had baggy jeans, but, you know, we didn't, you know, they were baggy, but we also, we kept them pulled up, okay? We kept the pants pulled up, and we wore belts with the pants. But I see young guys, some of the young guys, they do wear belts with their pants, but they still have them sagging, laying all down. The belt is down below their butt cheeks, and they're showing their underwear. Okay, I don't understand that piece of it. You can have your jeans loose, hanging a little bit from your waist, but to have them hanging below your butt, showing your underwear and all, that's not cool to me. Okay? This is my opinion. All right? That's not cool to me. That's not how I grew up. And that's not how a lot of my listeners who listen to the show grew up. Okay? So I wanted to put this out there for my younger listeners. Maybe it'll have an effect on one of you. Maybe it'll have an effect on a lot of you. That's my wish, is to have this show to have an effect on a lot of my younger listeners. Now, where did I tell people all the time, the younger generation don't understand where the sagging pants or baggy pants originated. And this is going to surprise a lot of you, okay? But the sagging pants, the sagging jeans, the jeans that are hanging below your butt crack, below your butt cheeks, showing your underwear, came from prison. That way came from prison, okay? It came from the prison system. Because in the prison system, the inmates aren't allowed to have belts. So they just have to wear pants of their size, and then they sweat, they sag, they hang down. So, that's where this sagging jeans or sagging pants idea came from. It came from prison. Understand that. Understand that this idea, this fashion, so to speak, when you have just a period of time, I don't know what I'm looking for, but this period of time where these younger people are wearing these sagging jeans or these sagging pants everywhere they go is, okay, it's a fad. Okay, that means it's going to last a little while. This fad comes from the prison system. So here's my thing, okay? Now, if one of the younger people that wear these sagging pants, these sagging jeans, were to walk in front of someone that's just gotten out of prison for maybe a month, 2 months, 6 months, whatever, they see those sagging pants, they see your butt hanging out, what do you think they want? Okay, what do you think they're going to do? What do you think they're going to say to you? Okay, and that's the idea came from prison. That's where the sagging pants, sagging jeans idea came from, is prison. All right, so some of you younger folks out there thinks that the sagging jeans, the jeans that are hanging below your butt, showing your underwear, gives you swag. Okay? You guys know what swag is. But the sagging jeans and the sagging pants doesn't give you swag. It lets the prisoner know that you're a part of them. That you may have been in prison. That's where you might wear your jeans like that or your pants like that. That's what they let the prisoners know. That you may have been in prison, so they may approach you. Or that you're up for a good time. They may approach you in that way as well. So must your jeans sag in order to have swag? No, is the answer to that question. Who have to have sagging jeans? Who have to have sagging pants? that hang below your butt, showing your underwear. You know, a lot of times you see these, you know, a more heavier guy wearing these sagging jeans or sagging pants, and they bend over, and the first thing you see is the crack of their butt, the butt crack. And so think about it. What do you think a prisoner, a guy that just got out of prison not long ago, he see a heavy set guy or even it may be a slimmer guy bend over to get something off the bottom shelf at the grocery store, and he see the crack of your butt. What's going to happen to that former inmate? His brain's going to click. It's going to snap. And you're gonna be the object of his affection soon. Okay? And I'm not saying that'll happen, but that's possible. Okay? And today's young folks, these younger guys, and I've seen some butches wearing these sagging jeans, these sagging pants. And you know what I mean by butches. When I say butches, I mean, you know, lesbians, women that like women, and women who want to be the man in the relationship. These women, these butches, are wearing sagging jeans, sagging pants. Because they want to be like the guys. Okay? So, must your jeans sag in order to have swag? Do you have to have sagging jeans in order to get a girl? Does the butch have to walk around with sagging jeans on or sagging pants on to get a girl? Do the young bucks out there, the young guys out there, do you guys have to walk around with sagging jeans on to get a girl? Is that to get a girl? Is that to impress someone? Now, you can't go into a job interview with your pants hanging below your butt, showing your underwear. You know, it may be called swag in the lower level of living. Okay? It may be called swag in some of the lower income communities. But in the middle class communities, in the higher class communities, that's not swag. That's what they call stupidity. All right? I'm passionate about this because I grew up in the era where, excuse me, where you had jeans on with a belt. And the jeans and the jeans were pulled up to your waist. And the belt was put in the proper hole in order to hold the jeans at your waist. That's what a belt is for. Like I say, in the prison system, they don't have belts because they're afraid that they'll use those belts to hang themselves in their cell. So they don't issue belts. They don't issue belts to prisoners. Okay, so if they don't issue belts to prisoners, they have to wear pants that are their size, okay, but they don't have a belt to go with them. So the pants sag or they hang down. That's where this sagging jeans idea came from. That's where the sagging pants idea came from is inmates in prison. If you don't believe me, go look it up. It's so bad now that the government is trying to make states, trying to ask states to implement a law where you can't wear these sagging pants. Go look at it. Go look for it. And these states are going to start adopting these laws. You know why? Because the guys that are implementing the laws, guess what? They don't wear sagging jeans. They don't wear sagging pants. You're not going to get a job walking into an office with your jeans hanging below your butt. You probably won't make it that far. So, you know, and you know what I say to people who wear their pants or their jeans like that, if I know them, okay? I'm like, man, it looked like you just crapped in your pants. Your pants hanging like you just crapped in your pants. Sagging jeans. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Weigh in on this topic. Very touchy. I know that. I know people are going to call in to the show. People are going to send me messages about this show. But that's fine. I'm teaching on this show. Must your jeans sag in order to have swag? And the question, the answer is absolutely not. Now, you know, I'm kind of blowing myself up here. I'm kind of pushing my chest out here. But we didn't call it swag when I was growing up. But, you know, you're seeing swag now. But when I was growing up, I had swag. And I didn't have to wear my jeans. I didn't have to wear sagging jeans in order to have that swag when I was growing up. Now, I don't wear sagging jeans now. Don't get me wrong. I don't wear sagging jeans now. I don't wear sagging pants now. But, you know, back in my day, you know, my mom made me put on a belt before I left the house. I always look for a belt before I left the house. I was taught to put the tail of my shirt in my pants and pull them up and put my belt on properly. That's what I was taught when I was growing up. And to be honest with you, I know a lot of young people that are out there now. Walking around with these sagging pants on, their parents don't approve of it. But as soon as they get out of the house, the belts loosen, the pants fall, and they go to walking. And I can't stand it to see some of these guys walking around. You know, they can't even do anything for holding up their pants. You know, you're walking and you're holding your pants. You try to get something out of your pocket, you have to reach all the way down to your damn knees to go in your pants. You know, that's what's happening today. Someone said to me the other day, you know, the kids that are growing up today, if you look back and say the kids are our future, man, we're in trouble. And you look at some of these entertainers, you know, they're doing the same thing. Why do you have to come out on stage with sagging pants? Why your pants can't be, you know, right? Why you can't set an example for kids? Why you can't set the right example for these kids? Know they're watching you. Okay? No, they're trying to be a Lil Wayne or something. They may be trying to become a Lil Wayne. But if that little guy sees you, Lil Wayne, wearing your pants hanging down, they think that was something to help you get where you are. Okay? But it's not. The sagging jeans idea came from prison. The prisoners put this sagging pants idea out in the streets, okay? And the kids have grabbed a hold of it like it's sugar. And like I say, there's a young lady that works with me. Young lady, probably in her mid to lower 20s. But, you know, she likes women. She likes girls. But if you were walking behind her, you wouldn't know she was a female. Probably if you're walking in front of her and look back, you probably wouldn't know that she was a female. But she wears these sagging jeans. She got a thing in her nose, a piercing earring in her nose, or whatever you call it, something in her lip. She's got these, what do you call them, these things hang down, dreads or whatever. She's got the dreads, just like a guy. She's a butch. She likes women. And she got that walk, you know, where she throw her shoulders from side to side, and she's holding her jeans, holding her pants up because they're hanging. I can't stand that. I can't stand to see that. It drives me up the wall. So, I'm just saying, I'm passionate about this because I'm saying that this is not something that should be in our future. And like I said, you can go look for this. But the government is trying to get the states to adopt laws to start fining these kids with these sagging jeans. Okay? Go look it up. You'll find it. But that's where the sagging jeans come from. And they think they're hot because they're walking around holding their jeans up and walking, and their jeans are hanging below their butts. You can see their underwear. You know what I'm saying? So if someone that just got out of prison 2 months ago walks behind you and see you with those sagging pants, they're going to think, hey, he was in prison before. Even if they don't think that he was in prison before, he's offering his services, and I'm going to take him up on his offer. Then what you going to do? I tell you, it's a bad thing that's going on right today with these sagging jeans. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I got about 1 minute left in the show, guys. This has been tremendous for me. I hope I help someone out there. I just hope I help one person out there, at least one person out there, understand what the sagging jeans, where it came from, and that they need to stop it tonight. Go home tonight. If you're at home, don't wear these sagging jeans again. The women, the girls out there will appreciate you more. They'll look at you more. More girls will look at you if you wear your jeans right up to where they supposed to, with a belt where you don't have to hold them in your hand. Thank you guys for listening to the show. I love you guys. Take care of yourself. Be careful. And be back here tomorrow in 23 and a half hours. I may have to do this show. Take care.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget it, reaching my phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket for fun.
A couple of listeners that are still up on the show from the 678 area code, the first three digits of 353 of the telephone number. Caller, you there?
Yo, what up, Scott?
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much.
Hey, hang on for a second, all right?
All right.
I got another caller up on the show from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 372. Let's see. Caller, are you there?
Yeah. Babo.
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Hey, ain't that what you been up to, boy?
Yeah, just working, trying to get that paper.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all need to hear that,
well. They need to hear it, man. It's driving me up the wall, but I just wanted to put it out there today, man.
Yeah, for sure. We need to be put out there.
Man, you know? It's getting crazier and crazier, man.
Yep, you got that
getting
right.
Crazier and crazier. Hey, this old Case on the other line. Case, it's Bo on the line.
Fat Nick, what's up, Fat Nick?
Hey, what's up, Bo?
Ain't there, man.
Ain't nobody up on the show but us.
No,
we're not on there anymore. Ain't nobody up on the show but us.
Oh, what's up, Fat Joe?
I don't know what's up, Fat Joe.
Ain't that, man. I just happened to call listening to the show. I had a few minutes this evening. I just logged on about 10 minutes ago, so.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to hear that, see if anybody responded to that, because them youngsters out here, they need to hear that.
I'm telling you, man, they can't even get out the car and walk inside the stove without holding the britches up. I know, he made no sense.
Yeah.
What if you have to find out and start running?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You got to strike out and go to running. You'd be messed up.
I'm probably going to have to do another show on this tomorrow or maybe the day after, because I'm probably going to get 100, 200 emails or voicemails or something about this stuff. So I'm probably going to have to do another one in the next day or two.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Man. That's crazy.
Ain't that you still
going
on Friday?
Yeah. I was gonna ask you too. Y'all still doing it?
Yeah, everything's still up and going.
You came up with what you gonna do yet?
I was gonna see if you could swing by and pick up Laura and Mia and bring them down with you.
Okay.
Can you do that?
That won't be no problem.
Okay.
Probably about what time you gonna get out of work about what, 2 or 3?
Yeah, I'll be out of work at 3 o'clock, and you know, we're going to head right over to the campground. So, anytime, you know, whenever y'all ready, y'all can come on down. I'll be just there, you know, trying to set up everything.
Okay. Okay. You know, last time you have to be inside there before a certain time, don't you?
By 10 o'clock, yeah.
Oh, by 10. Oh, okay, yeah. We'll be out of way before that.
What'd you say,
Mo? Y'all fat camper?
Yeah. I am. KJ coming down to go fishing Friday night. Then he coming back, but I'm gonna be down there all weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's all right. Ain't no bass out there.
Saturday will be a good day, you know, because it's just on one side, you know.
Yeah.
just your driver though.
Mhm.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
I'll I'll probably give you a holler Saturday morning on my way back up the road and see what you're up to now.
Oh yeah. Tony, what school you at?
He had Berry College up in Rome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think BJ going to Valdosta State.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Is that a part school?
Yes, sir.
Like Fort Valley.
Yes, sir.
It's black school.
Oh man!
Hey, Bo,
it's a big college too. They got about 50,000-60,000 students down there.
Yeah.
That was
Jesse Tucker went to fly about our state.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They
coming up.
Yeah, they got football team, baseball, basketball. They got all of them.
Yeah, they coming up.
Yeah.
You see them play ball, Bo?
No, that nigga ain't been playing that.
Oh, okay.
He been talking about keeping in shape because he want to go and walk on.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Hey, man, he got any size on the boat?
No, he's about 200 pounds, about 5'6", about 200 pounds.
Oh, okay, a little stocky jump.
Yeah. Shot fast.
Yeah.
Mhm. He said fast.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some of them walk on, you know, get scholarships and being raw. So he might, you know, if he willing to do it, he might be all right.
Yeah. If he wanted, yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of them do it like that.
Well, I told you got to want it bad enough.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Got to want it
bad enough.
Yep.
Look, come say
what's up, y'all. Kelly, come back here. What's up?
Yeah, Frank said, what's up? She Bo said, hey. Yeah. She said, what's up, Bo, with the finger in the middle of the head? What did you say, Bo?
Tell him drop it.
He told me I drop it. Oh, shit.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, this part finna get ready to cut off in a minute, so
okay.
It might shut down on y'all, but Snack, holler at me, man.
All right, I'll hit you back up in a little bit.
Hey, boy, I'll be in touch with you, man. I'm gonna do something at the house on the 17th. The 18th of May.
Okay.
For Laura, so I'll be in touch with you. I'll let you know.
Okay then.
All right,
man. Y'all.
All right, we'll talk.
All right. I'll call you up a little bit later.
All right.
Yo.